Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But, you know, today's wisdom, it is the 31st. Can you believe that? It's the 31st of the month.
Yeah.
31st, you know. And we're speaking from Proverbs 31 today. We always lock that in with whatever is corresponding chapter. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs with the day of the month. And so here it is. You can do this too. I encourage you to listen to that entire chapter through an audio version or something every day. If it's the first of the month, listen to the whole chapter one and just let it wash over you. Don't pull out your pencil and try to study. Just let it wash over you, because believe me, it'll help you make some decisions. What we're looking at right now in America is a whole bunch of knowledge with no wisdom. And that includes the church that's not seeking wisdom right now.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, good intentions just look stupid because it had no wisdom with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't be quick to go, well, you're just stupid.
Right.
You can say, you're just wisdomless. Less.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you say, hey, you need to go to Proverbs. You need to start reading God's wisdom. And so Jesus is wisdom. So today is Proverbs 31:8, because here we are facing right now a very important time. This addresses it, that, you know, they're talking about health care, and they're talking about the poor and the needy, and people are running after capitalism. Like, you know, it's capitalism. You know, that's the ship. We're going to hang on to capitalism. It's like, now's not the time to bring that up. Now's not the time. Not now. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe God will let us have that when we get through this. Right. But let's realign ourselves to the cross. The C is for cross, not capitalism. Mm. And maybe he'll let us have it. So the proverb today is Proverbs 31:8-9. It reads, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. For the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Let's say it one more time. It's Proverbs 31. This is the wisdom moment. Proverbs 31:8-9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. For the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Say, speak up. Speak up.
Speak up.
Think about
speak
it.
Up.
Say something. Mm. Church, wake up. Everybody's waiting for somebody else to speak up. And it's like, hello, mm-hmm. You got a tongue. You got a mouth. You got a lip. You know, you can go after God. Open your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. We're supposed to defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Right now, capitalism is being chosen over God's commandments in some verbiage in the church. It's like, we got to hold on to this capitalism. We got to hold on. Like, hold on. Though we live in a country that operates an economy called capitalism, and it's our government, and enables those who desire to achieve their dreams, we need not forget Jesus's ministry, that when during his time of ministry on earth, he was under a monarchy. He was under a monarchy, and it was no big deal to him. he wasn't a capitalist at the time. Mm-hmm. He was under a king's rule.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was run by kings.
Mm-hmm.
And God, you know, God's people chose to say, hey, we want a king like they got a king, and they gave him a king, right?
That's right.
Right.
Capitalism is a good idea, but it's not necessarily always God if we abuse it.
Right.
Right.
And you know, the thing that's laid before us, what I'm about to, the argument, the viewpoint that I'm about to lay before us to get us to think about that proverb today is, have we abused the blessing that God's given us? See, Jesus knew that his Father God holds the king's heart in his hand, that he directs it like a water course. When, you know, Pilate stood before him and said, don't you know I have the authority to do this or to do that, to let you go? And he goes, you ain't got nothing except what my Father gave you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you're a president, whether you're a prime minister, you know, whether you are a king or a queen, like in Great Britain, that, you know, God can change things. It may be easier with a king, because you can get a king like Josiah, who will just go through the land and rid the land of all the idols and stuff.
Right.
But he never put down their form of government. Why? Because it was the form of government that God has set up when Israel asked for it. So it can't just be focused on, you know, a form of economy. We got to be focused on what God says. You know, what does he say about things? And so he says this. He says that, well, think about this first. We have to remember, no matter, and our brothers in the churches all over the world, and all kinds of forms of government. You know, whatever form of government that we're under, whether it's a capitalist government, socialism, Marxism, communism, we as believers operate in a different order.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what government's going on, because we know that if God wanted this king to go a certain way, then like Nehemiah said, because God's hand was on me, the king granted me all my requests.
Mm-hmm.
We don't trust in men's government. We trust in God of the governments. And so with that, you know, we want to make sure that we're not hanging on to capitalism, you know, when it comes down right now. And so when you think about it, which is this, we need to begin to speak up then. You know, God's economy says, he says, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the widow, the fatherless, mm-hmm. the homeless, the poor, the slave. Well, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You think
mm-hmm.
about this, that this is how God, speak up for the one who can't speak for themselves. Who can't speak for themselves? The unborn child of the mother's womb.
That's right.
The right of the destitute. Those who are set out, things aren't working well for them.
Right.
We don't look at them as believers and go, hey, you just need to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know, that's what maybe a worldly viewpoint of capitalism would say. But us as believers, we say, listen, we want to empower you with a vision and a dream and work with you to be able to achieve something. But we just don't say, you know, whatever, whatever.
Right. We need to have compassion.
Yeah.
Help people out and bring people in and say, hey, listen, and talk about what you just shared earlier, that, you know, it ain't over till God says it's over. Oftentimes people are struggling and they're going through issues. And it's amazing how just pride can come over a people where we think that maybe, you know, someone deserves that. No one deserves it.
It's a blessing. It's totally a blessing.
I mean, this is a blessed country.
And so you think about it. So then he also, when a matter of justice comes before us, you know, when a matter of justice comes before us, then we, in our community, us as a people or us as believers, we need to speak up mm-hmm. when we see an injustice. We need to judge fairly, and we need to defend the rights of the poor and the needy. We just don't ignore the rights of the poor and needy. And this is the thing. This is what happens in America. This is the viewpoint. People go, that's right. You need to stand up for me because I'm poor. You know, because I'm destitute. He's like, really? Really?
Right.
Okay, let's just study America for a moment. Let's compare America to the world and how God has blessed this country. You think about it. I'm reading from an article here from John Dunn in a moment. We're going to be able to hear it. But listen, we are living in the top 3% of the world.
Mm.
We are using most of the resources in the world. We're taking 40% of our food and sticking it in gas tanks because we made a law that says we have to have ethanol. While people are starving, we're riding around in our cars with their food. We're burning their food that would give them nourishment, the corn, in their bellies.
Mm.
I mean, if we give them nourishment in their bellies, we're burning them in the bellies of our cars.
Mm.
Yeah, because we made some law that ethanol has to be mixed in with the gas. While at the same time, according to George Barna, 96 to 97% of the church, the regular church attenders who go in their gatherings every 2 weeks, are robbing from God in tithes and offerings. They're not even giving God what's his, the tithe. You think about it. And at the same time, we'll come against health care for all Americans, which I understand, and I know that presently, you know, with our present economy and the state of the people, it's not good for government to provide be the source of health care. I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. But we have to give careful thought to all of this. You know, for you alone, not your political party, not your group of friends who agree with you all the time because that's why you hang out with them, not even your family will be with you when you stand before the throne of God and have to answer for what? How did you speak up for those who could not speak for themselves?
Yeah.
You can't point at nobody. And then he's going to ask you too, how did you speak up for all who were destitute? And somebody goes, well, I don't even know what destitute even means.
Yeah. Get a dictionary out.
Yeah, well, not only that, you know, that you need to find out. You need to totally understand that. And this is what you're going to stand alone before God and say, how did you speak up and judge fairly? How did you defend the rights of the poor and the needy?
Mm.
And understand, if 97%, according to George Barna, are robbing from God, they're robbing from the poor as well.
Right.
You know, that's right.
You know, the prosecuting attorney, our methodology in our country was biblically correct when he says you can't afford an attorney. We'll have one appointed for you to represent you if you wish. What we're saying is we want you to have be judged fairly, and we're convicting people before they even get a chance to defend themselves. It's right before God when we actually give someone an attorney that can represent them to argue their side and defend them. You know, that's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's not somebody says, I can't stand those attorneys. It's like, you'll like them when you get falsely accused. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
You got a number to win them, guys?
And somebody, you know, so we got to think about, you know, taking care of the needy, taking care of the poor. I mean, think about Paul when he's writing to the Church of Corinth, you know, 2 Corinthians 8:13-15. He said, our desire, when he was asking them to be faithful in this area of being able to give, our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
While you are hard pressed, but that there might be equality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this in the Bible. I'm reading this in the Bible. And so you can't say, that's not true. That's not true. It's like, we got to, you know, there people's approach to this might be wrong, but we can't say that's not true.
Right.
We
right.
can't say it's not true. At this present time, he goes on to say, your plenty will supply what they need so that in their turn of plenty will supply you in your time of need.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's like right now, bro, I'm a little low. But that's tomorrow, right. when I'm a little high and you're a little low, I'll help you out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God works, especially the church works. Then there will be equality, he says, as it is written, he who gathers much did not have too much, and he that gathered little did not have too little. Why? Because they met each other's need. I mean, think about it, Matthew 25. This is how we're going to be judged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to pay attention. God's shouting at us at our viewpoint right now, despite the vessels he's using.
Right.
We have to go into his word and find out, you know, even though somebody's heart might be wrong and the God they may be serving is wrong, whoever that is, if they're saying what's right, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, in Matthew 25, Jesus says that we will be judged in the last days by this. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it.
Right.
He says, you know, in the last days, I will gather you as a king gathers his sheep and his goats, and I will divide the goats from the sheep. And he'll say to the goats, he'll say, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was poor, you know, you didn't even respond to me. You didn't help me. You didn't even think about me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to say, and they said, when do we do this? When do we not do that?
Not feed you.
You know me. If I would have known you was here, you know, cuz I would have cut you something. I would have done something for you. Why? Because I do something for you. But Jesus, when the poor person can't do anything for you and you don't do anything for them, then the only reason you're doing stuff for people is what you get back. But when you give to people who are in need, they can do nothing for you. That's a giving. When you give to somebody who can't give back, that's when you're giving to God.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, and they said, you know, we would have done this. And so, and he goes, no, whatever you didn't do for the least of these, you didn't do for me. Away from me, you evildoers, and go to where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Think about that. That's hell. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got to pay attention to what's going on right here, this wisdom moment for today. And then he says to the sheep, he goes, hey, when I was hungry, I was thirsty, I was in prison, I was sick, and I was homeless, you know, you fed me, you gave me water, you visited me in jail. When I was sick, you came in and sat with me. And they go, and they said the same thing. You know, when did we do this? It's like, this is just who you are. Anytime you saw a need, you took care of it. In the midst of that, some of those people were me. You know, some of those people were me. And he says, well done, enter in thy good and faithful servant. You know, he brings you into the reward of the Lord. And so understanding that, then we got to pay attention to this proverb.
Right.
You know, we can't just shut everything down because people are, you know, God's not a Democrat and God's not a Republican. You know,
right.
He doesn't ride on the back of an elephant or a donkey.
Nope.
God's on his side. This is what we've got to forget about all the stuff that men have turned this country into right now. We've got to focus and focus on God as Christians and find out what we're supposed to do. And John Durer writes in his article here about the United States, speaking about wealthy, because quite often people go, you know, that's right. You need to take care of me because I don't have, I'm a little low on my tuna. Yeah, I'm a little low. I'm a little low on my, my caviar, you know?
Right.
And, so with that, you know, it's not true. It's not true poverty, you know, it's not true poverty, but because we're a blessed nation. So let's talk about America for a moment compared to the world, because we're only believe it or not, America, we're just a small smidgen of the world. We're just a small piece of the world. and we're only 300,000, twice the population, 300 million, twice the population of America just lost power in India. That's how small we are.
Wow.
And only half of them. That's only half of them. Let's find out what he writes in his article. He says, the United States is undeniably the richest and most powerful nation over the face of the earth. The gross domestic product of the United States is larger than the next two biggest economies combined, which is China and Japan.
Mm.
Let's look how big our economies are. The U.S. economy outproduces the combined economies of 47 poor nations.
Wow.
47 nations, we outproduce them, which accounts for 53% of the population of the world. These 47 nations include China and India. But on an individual scale, just how does the income, he writes, of the average American compare to the average income of the poor in the world? In 2000, the per capita income of the United States was 360% higher than the world's average per capita. Hold on, you got to get this. You got to get this, John. Our average income, you know, the ones going, you know, I don't think I have enough caviar this week. You know, I'm concerned about my massive cable package is going to be cut back this week. I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to get through with this, you know.
Right.
And my 401k, you know, is just kind of, I just don't know. It's like, dude, listen, the average income of America is 360% higher than the world's average per capita income.
Mm.
I mean, what do you say when somebody gets a 360% raise next to you?
Wow.
Right.
And then the nerve to even say, in the midst of your penthouse, that you have it bad. I mean, we're going to get in trouble. If we don't wake up, church, we're going to have to wake up to this. The U.S. boasted a per capita income of $34,100, while the average world's per capita income was $7,410.
Wow. Can't even buy a brand new car in this country. Brand new car.
And it's measured it's measured on the international dollar. And understand this too, that it's not that the fact that we're bad because we're blessed. The fact is we could be bad because we did not acknowledge who blessed us by honoring him with our life. And 97% of the regular church attenders who proclaim to know this God, you know, are robbing from him, and he's given them 360% more. 360% more. It's like, we got to pay attention to this.
Right.
We're going to have to get, you know, poor focused. We're going to have to get needy focused. There's injustices taking place, you know? And then it goes on. He goes on to write in his article, this does not, we'll make this available on the VFN Torch. You can get it at VFNTV.com. This does not give an accurate picture, because the world's average per capita income includes the U.S. and other wealthy nations, such as Europe, he goes on to say. Therefore, let's look at the 56% of the world's population who comprise the world's poor. 56% of the world's population comprise the poor.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, 56%. And so with that, he goes on to say, According to statistics from the World Bank, 56% of the world's population live in extreme poverty. 56%, think about that, 56% of the world's population live in extreme poverty. They survive on an income of less than $730 per year. $730 per year.
Right.
Think about this. Think about it. I mean, how many people, I mean, you know, that's what they survive on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they survive on. They survive on $730 per year. Well, that's $2 per day. I mean, half of a price of a cappuccino in Starbucks is their whole day's pay. Their whole day's pay. Think about it. We got to pay attention. Listen to me, guys. Listen to this. So important, because right now this country's about to go down because of the injustices, and we're not speaking up for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
$2 a day. 56% of the population of the world are comprised the world's poor, extreme poverty, and they're living on $730 per year, $2 per day. Half of the world's poor, who comprise 28% of the world's population, live on $1 or less a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Half of the world's poor, who comprise 28% of the world's population, so 28% of the world's population, of the 6 billion people on the face of the earth, 28% of the world's population live on a dollar, less than a dollar a day. That's right. Huge. That's totally huge. In comparison, the average American earns 46 to 92 times more than the poverty-stricken comprising over half the world's population, he says. I mean, think about it. If they're earning a dollar a day. Mm-hmm. They're earning a dollar a day, and they're earning a dollar a day, and we're earning like $46 to $92 a day. We're not the world's poor.
Right.
We're not the world's poor. You know, we're the wealthy.
That's right.
We're the wealthy, and we have to respond. What are we doing with that which God blessed us with? Are we saying, hey, we don't want to take care of the sick when we're living in this kind of wealth? And he goes on and says, if you are like me, you might say, but things are so much cheaper in the poverty-stricken nations. Yes, he goes on to say this. He says that, but it actually costs more time and energy and all this stuff to be able to farm it. I want to be able to say this. I'll move quickly along because we're coming to the end here of this first hour. Is in James chapter 5, verse 1 through 6, he talks about this. He talks about this. He says, now listen. Now listen, you rich people.
Mm-hmm.
So who's he talking to then? It'd be America, right?
That's right.
If we're getting paid 365% more,
mm-hmm.
he's talking to America, right?
That's right.
So he said, listen, you rich people, weep and wail because of the misery that is coming upon you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and your silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you failed to pay your workmen who mow your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters are reaching the ears of the Lord God Almighty. You have lived on earth in the lap of luxury and self-indulgence.
Wow.
You have fattened yourself for the day of slaughter. When so many things are going on right now,
mm-hmm.
I really believe, because you can look at the statistics, we are the most blessed nation right now on the face of the earth
mm-hmm.
in regards to finances and all the things it's given us, God's right. given us. And here we are. What are we doing with that?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing with this?
Right.
And we're saying we're not going to take care of a sick person
mm-hmm.
while we're robbing from God. You know, while we're getting paid 42 to 92, whatever dollars per their $1 a day. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I mean, we got to change. Oh, my goodness. And so I just want to share with you about this moment of wisdom today, that we got to begin to speak up for those who are destitute, for those who can't speak up for themselves. We got to be able to speak up and judge fairly over a situation. We got to hear the matter out. It's amazing mm-hmm. how seemingly smart one side of the argument appears until you hear the other side of the argument.
That's right.
You know, and you walk in a man's shoes. And we need to defend the rights of the poor and the needy. Today's proverb in this wisdom moment is Proverbs 31, 8 through 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy.
All right.
We need to pay attention.
We do.
This is where we are today. And wisdom says this, check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It says, check yourself, America.
That's right.
Church, check yourself. You know, don't grasp onto the C for capitalism while you're letting go of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
The C for the cross in Christ.
Right.
Listen, it's America's a byproduct. It's a byproduct of a people who wanted to worship God freely. The United States of America and the U.S. Constitution. We got to turn our hearts back to God. It's not over till it's over. I mean, think about it. It's so important. It's not over till God says it's over. And with that, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that you got to hear. If you missed the first hour, and it was just, it's encouraging. It's encouraging to know that when your back is against the wall, look up, because your deliverance is near. Your deliverance is near. And with that, that's the first hour. And the second part, you know, we're talking about the moment of wisdom. We got to really understand what's being said to us in this nation. That when those who don't even profess to know Jesus Christ have more loyalty to the very things that God would say than the people who proclaim to mm-hmm. Know God and follow through Jesus Christ, then we got to check ourselves. You know, we're being rebuked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God will use the world to rebuke the church, discipline the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God's perspective of, of healthcare and the poor and the needy that we talked about in the first hour, and you gotta catch it. But mm-hmm. how America, let me find this particular number here. You gotta hear this. This is amazing. Totally amazing that per capita that Americans, the United States, we get paid 365% higher than the world's average per capita income. We get paid 365% higher. Mm-hmm. Think about mm-hmm. it. That's huge.
Right.
That's like you get paid $1 an hour,
right.
and I get paid $360 an hour, and I go, what's your problem?
Wow.
I don't know, 359 issues I have right here. You know, I got 359 issues. What's the problem? This is a capitalistic government. And it's like, you know, okay, well, cool. Okay, I understand that. But what is God? I mean, Jesus was on earth during a monarchy. You know, a king was ruling, and, you know, and all kinds of things were going on.
Right.
And he wasn't concerned about that because, you know, no matter what form of government there was, that God was in control and he directed their heart like a water course.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear that. You got to hear the second part of the first hour. We got to get the right perspective of what, you know, God is saying and doing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.